The state budget is the overwhelming concern in the capital right now. Oil prices have plummeted, which means the state's main source of revenue, oil taxes, has all but dried up, leaving Alaska's lawmakers an estimated $3.5 billion deficit. Governor Bill Walker submitted his own budget to the legislature with some healthy cuts across the board, and the legislature has added more cuts. But Walker says some of those cuts need another look.
Number one item was the putting back in the money on the forestry that was taken out, the $1.3 million, that virtually, as has been explained to me, is very devastating to the state forestry program. We all know the federal forestry program has been disappointing, and I don't want to do the same thing on the state level.
The state timber office manages logging on Alaska land. Another program Walker believes should continue to be funded is career and technical education. He says that's how the state trains its own workforce.
I describe myself as I'm a carpenter with a law degree, and I'm most proud of being a carpenter. I believe strongly in career and technical education opportunities, strongly in workforce development. You know, we've had some very strong success rates around the state with those that are involved in workforce development and work involved in career and technical education, and so let's not cut that.
Walker added that the direction he gave to his commissioners was to keep the economic health of small communities in mind when trimming their department budgets.
Don't reach out to rural Alaska for low-hanging fruit on budget cutting. Five jobs out of Dillingham are different than five jobs in an urban area. So let's make sure that we don't just sort of reach out and consolidate and say, "Oh, we can do all those services." I've been pretty sensitive to that.
One example Walker gave was the House Finance Committee's proposed 59% cut to state funding for public broadcasting. The governor had proposed an 18% cut in his budget, which he says was pretty deep already. Walker says a broad-based approach to budget cutting doesn't work for Alaska.
We're just not a one-size-fits-all state, and we need to be careful. That's why we try to be kind of take a scalpel to it rather than an axe.
Walker says the budget trimming process likely will continue beyond this year because projections don't show an increase in oil prices anytime soon. He says he looks forward to having a little more time after this session to dig into the state's finances and research how Alaska historically funded different programs. While the budget is the biggest issue in front of state lawmakers, it isn't the only one. Walker also talked a little about marijuana legalization and says the process for establishing regulations is moving along and will meet all the deadlines. He's introduced legislation to create a marijuana control board that would oversee the industrial side of legalization. Walker also talked about the Ketchikan Gateway Borough's education funding lawsuit and says that he's been working on a Plan B in case the Alaska Supreme Court denies the state's motion for a stay pending resolution of the appeal. Walker says there are three potential options.
One is further reductions in the budget. Reassess on the education funding, what we do on education funding. And the third one would be to dig deeper into the savings, which I'm not sure anybody is interested in doing option three. But, you know, they're there, and that's always an option.
A Superior Court judge in January ruled that the state's longtime requirement that municipal governments pay a certain amount for public education violates Alaska's constitution. State attorneys quickly filed an appeal with the Supreme Court and filed for a stay until the High Court makes a final ruling on the case. The Supreme Court has not yet ruled on the motion for a stay. Walker says a tax for education or just to help balance the budget isn't something he wants to get into quite yet. He says lawmakers should first work on budget cuts and then start gathering input about a possible statewide tax. Medicaid expansion was one of the main points of Walker's gubernatorial campaign. He says that's moving through the legislature and has a broad base of support across the state.
We've had resolutions of support from city councils, assemblies, school boards, medical association, hospital associations, faith-based organizations, chamber of commerce. So it's across. It's almost looks nonpartisan.
Walker says that in addition to Medicaid expansion, which he says would help about 40,000 more Alaskans get health coverage, he's also looking at ways to reduce the program's overall cost to the state. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.